Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, Finance Minister gives update on the country's economy and amendments to the tobacco control regulations approved. Stay with us. A team from the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, is scheduled to visit Jamaica from February 5 to 14 to conduct a review of the country's performance under the Extended Fund Facility, the EFF. This was disclosed by Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, as he gave an update on the economy during the sitting of the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Dr. Phillips says the review will assess the performance of the quarter ending December 2013 and the outlook going forward.
Our assessment indicates that all quantitative targets and structural benchmarks for the December quarter have been met.
The IMF board's consideration of the second review of Jamaica's economic performance for the April to September 2013 quarter under the EFF was approved on December 18, 2013. Dr. Phillips told the House that the approval resulted in a drawdown of 19.97 million special drawing rights, or approximately $30 million by Jamaica. This bringing the total drawdown from the fund to date to approximately $270 million. The executive board of the IMF approved the EFF arrangement for 4 years and a total of $948.1 million, or 615.38 million special drawing rights, the equivalent of 225% of Jamaica's quota in the IMF. Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, says it is not the intention of the government to increase the revenue earned from petroleum-based products. His comment came as a result of much public debate surrounding the issue of revenue needs for the next fiscal year and the study being conducted regarding the possibility of a tax on petroleum products by way of the General Consumption Tax, GCT.
Some of this debate reflects genuine concerns, some perhaps has other motives. Let me be clear, however, the issue to be studied concerns the relative merits of collecting the tax on fuel by way of a special consumption tax, as we do now, or by way of a general consumption tax. There are merits and disadvantages related to each approach, which we need not go into here at this time.
Addressing Tuesday's sitting of Parliament, Dr. Phillips noted that the focus of the government going forward is maintaining the basic fiscal targets, including the primary surplus target of 7.5%, which may require adjustments either on the revenue or expenditure side. Meanwhile, the minister informed that Tax Administration Jamaica will be implementing the third-party information provisions of the Revenue Administration Act 2013 on a phased basis.
In the new financial year starting April 2014, businesses in selected sectors will be required to submit detailed information relating to their depositors, independent contractors, suppliers, and business customers.
Tax reform is a critical component of Jamaica's economic reform program and remains a priority of the government. And Parliament has approved the report of the Human Resource and Social Development Committee, which considered amendments to the tobacco control regulations. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson told parliamentarians that the committee recommended that key terms such as public space and enclosed area be redefined. It was also recommended that provisions be made for outdoor smoking solutions and that the definition of workplace be amended to avoid ambiguity. The Ministry of Health will implement the findings and recommendations of the committee.
The terms public place and enclosed area will be redefined to ensure greater clarity and appropriate enforcement. Smoke-free places will be clarified. This includes, but not limited to, all outdoor service and dining areas, indoor areas, parks, heritage sites, excluding their parking lots, gateways, and driveways.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. Amendments were also made in regards to the labels on cigarette packages. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.